I've actually taken a long time before posting this episode. Just took the time to plan some stuff and maybe schedule some good things that are coming also on my Instagram. But we're getting there. We're getting there. Good. Welcome, everyone. I decided to start off with a welcoming episode of like 5 minutes or nine, I don't remember. But in any case, I'm very happy to be here. I'm kind of editing my schedule for the upcoming winter now. And my main microphone here is just recording me right now. I'm just so excited to be working with it. So main focus for today is, and the main topic is one of the most, I don't know, maybe the most questioned topics that are right now available in my messages. So everyone's been asking me, everyone, and I mean one after the other, people, different kinds of people, different kinds of persons trying to get into programming, into specifically web development, because I don't know very specifics in the part of general programming or software programming, or in any case Python or specific other languages as C or C++. I don't even know, because I haven't worked with them yet. But I have a plan for today. I have quite some things to say, actually. I've created some things here. So hopefully we'll get into one another and check them all. And I hope I can provide some good help to you. So keep in mind, this is a very big topic. It's an enormous topic. So I may be dividing this into two parts. Maybe even start with this one as I started with an introduction, and the second one would be like no introduction at all. But we'll get there. We'll get there. It's just me experimenting right now. So I hope you you get attached to this one, because it's pretty important. I was doing and I was exploring these steps as I was finding my way through programming, and I just thought that this would be a good idea to show you both examples of how I started, but also which paths are available in the web development market. So I'm just going to explain some segments here that I have, depending parts of web development in general, and then I'm just going to define some things. So personally, today I'm going to be talking about the front end development of the things. So as I said, maybe the front end will be divided into two parts, because it's quite a huge part actually, and this is one of the things that I'm most I have most worked with. So for the front end development, actually, if I'm just going to start it like for beginners. So the front end is actually when I'm trying to build a website, what everything the actual client or the user sees in the front is actually front end. So if you go to Facebook, let's say, and click on the login and the login form and try to put your email and password in, these things, these components, input fields and buttons, are all front end things. This is called the front end. It's like a huge picture of what you see, what we see on our desktop or even mobile or any other device that we may use. And the role, obviously, of a front-end developer is actually to build these things, build these segments, these sections of the website that will help the user navigate easily. Of course, there are several other things lying behind the front-end development, such as UI, UX, and so much stuff. But hopefully we'll get there sometime during this first season, I'd like to say, of Full Stack Radio. So yeah, the front-end developer just builds these web projects, and the skills can vary from developer to developer, because not all developers actually have the same tech stack. They don't know the same things, same languages. So this can be varied from project to project. So maybe one project uses something that the other doesn't. So this actually defines and divides the developers, the front-end developers, from each other. Mainly the most used ones actually are the ones that we're going to discuss here. So HTML is the first one. It's not a language, but it's like a hypertext. It's like structuring your work and showing it on the web page. So HTML, of course, is the first thing you need to get to know, to learn, in order to start with your very long journey of web development. Is like having tags. It has a structure. It builds the resources and the tools for the whole page. So imagine that you're trying to build a house. Then, of course, you put the structure on the necessary materials for the house to be gaining some height sometime in the future. So you need to have HTML as your base knowledge, because HTML obviously is structured, and if you don't have these foundations, then CSS and JavaScript that go after that will not be so strong foundations. So as we said, HTML is a structural thing, is a structural hypertext and like a markup language. So CSS, what comes next, is actually a new way for you that you build just like dull and just plain white with Times New Roman font web pages to become more styled. So you learn now with CSS, with cascading style sheets, as the abbreviation says, it's the main role of CSS is actually to build web designs. This is the main role. Of course, CSS can have also a dedicated episode with it, having to talk about the different frameworks for CSS and libraries that you can find and work with. Of course, as said before, depending on your project and what the project needs are, of course, having much more difficulty compared to the HTML one, because in CSS we have selectors, we have properties, we have values. We need to check which value goes to which HTML element, then connect them all together. Is like, imagine that for HTML you have something like, we have IDs and classes. So these IDs and classes are the names, the specific names we have for each. Let's say we have a button and we name that button, I don't know, Mark. Okay, if we name that button Mark, then we need to go to the CSS code and actually mention Mark there. So if we mention Mark, then we can handle Mark from the CSS file. So I can make this button called Mark. I can make it red. I can make it bigger. I can have it get a border and anything else that I can imagine, if I manage to also learn the properties of CSS, the classes and the IDs. So that was a very quick analysis of what the CSS stands for and what it is. So the whole web design aspect will not be detailed here, but this is the general idea of how CSS is structured upon HTML. So you have HTML and then you have CSS. You have to build something nice with these two. So you actually now, if you have managed to learn HTML and CSS, you have a base knowledge of how a static web page is. So you can actually, of course, build links and references from the HTML to navigate from each site. But in general, this is what it is. It's like a CSS building with style and stuff. Of course, after that, you'll need some kind of mobility. You will need something like a functionality that lets you build something more agile, something that will be essential, of course, to your front-end development skills. And of course, this is called JavaScript. JavaScript, as we say, and as we know of as developers, is like, for me, it's the key for everyone that needs to learn web development, and its core functionalities are based on JavaScript. I would surely recommend you, if you're at this stage of your, quote-unquote, developer career, I should clearly say that you have to focus deep in these courses. So JavaScript needs to be taken into consideration, and you have to be focused when you learn this. Personally, I have taken my time with HTML and CSS, and of course JavaScript. I've taken notes, I have taken digital notes, I've written just like a whole freaking notebook of notes for JavaScript, and I couldn't be more proud of myself to also be writing VS Code on VS Code documentation on GitHub. So it's available also on my GitHub right now. And it gets you from the very first steps of JavaScript and what variables are, what is the difference between var, const, let, to the very advanced topics. It's like objects and anything that you can imagine during your JavaScript journey. But more importantly and more in detail, I'd say that JavaScript is the interaction language. You just have to, let's say you want to build a carousel of images. You just need to, when a user browses into your web page, you just like want to have five, let's say six images, a number of images, just like scrolling through the page. So this is what JavaScript does actually, so easily with that. You can build a file and then just code it, just like start coding it from the beginning. That's why this is a beginner-friendly way to learn JavaScript, is like start by checking other projects, start by learning something, practice it, learn the difference between the variables, practice it. Just like every tiny bit of knowledge that you gain every day, just practice it. Because when you get out and you try to build something from the beginning with, let's say you have mastered JavaScript and you're confident with it, you're going to start with HTML, just like structuring with the web page and then styling it with the CSS. And then with JavaScript, you just need to show what you have. Then if you don't build some so good foundations with JavaScript, then I suggest you to just take a review, take a revision, because it's pretty important. Shows different things on web pages, and everything you see and interact every day is mostly JavaScript or anything related to that. Either frameworks or libraries, anything that can be mentioned here for JavaScript. But except from JavaScript or plain JavaScript or else vanilla JavaScript, we have also many frameworks, both for CSS and JavaScript. CSS, we have different kinds of names. We have SCSS, we have SAS, we have Bootstrap, we have Tailwind CSS, which I love to work with. Tailwind is amazing and has also some custom components. In terms of JavaScript, we have React, we have Angular. All of these are just built from JavaScript. They are built with the base code of JavaScript, and then working their way through to make the developer's life easier. It's like saving more time, saving more resources and more space. Of course, time is the most valuable thing for a developer. So in case you're in this place, in this section of your coding journey, then I suggest you to take to do a good search, actually, a good research of what you actually want to achieve and what you actually want to build every time. So it doesn't matter if you actually do something wrong. Just like, let's say I just learned HTML, I just learned CSS, I just learned JavaScript. Now is the time to for me to select or choose a framework or a library. Let's say I'm between Vue, React, and anything else. Let's say I cannot make my mind up of what to think. That's okay, because if you actually select React, then you will actually build a number of projects. But may the time come when you will need Vue.js skills. That's okay though, because these are pretty similar things. As I said, all are based on JavaScript. So anything you'll need is actually on your hands already. It's just like you have the base. You just need to learn the syntax. It's just like that. It's just as plain as I can make it. You're actually took the time to learn, took the time to show that you're there, and you actually built some projects. So nothing could stop you right now. You already have the knowledge. So these were actually the most popular, let's say, front-end frameworks. Whether you want to use a framework or not, selection is your own option. Of course, most of the companies or work environments have, let's say, these limitations for you to know at least something. I don't know, as we said, if you know some JavaScript and some fundamentals of JavaScript, then it is easy for you to learn some fundamentals of React or Vue or jQuery or anything like that. But keep your mind at it, because JavaScript, after JavaScript and during JavaScript, things get a little bit more important and need more attention, but are also exciting. They're very exciting. Actually, with JavaScript, after JavaScript, things get exciting. That's what I have to tell you from my personal experience, at least, because after JavaScript, everything started going well. JavaScript and then after React, because I'm trying to master React right now. I don't think I will master React, but I'm going good with it. Okay, so just like doing a big summary here, it's just like there are many courses that you can take, just to be honest with you. Either if you want to pay for something or have it free, there are plenty of resources. Personally, from what I think, you can find a way to just learn free, really now. Because I have started with a site back in 2013, if I'm not wrong, which was called Solo Learn. And I started with HTML and CSS there, went on with JavaScript, and then did some Swift for iOS and maybe some C++, from what I remember. But these were all the very first steps of me trying to learn something new. I truly recommend this this website. You can find it if you just type on Google Solo Learn programming on anything. It will pop it first one. You can also use a paid method called Codecademy. This is one of the most popular ones. I've already used this, already mastered anything related to web development. I saw it. And also there are plenty of other options. Coursera or anything like Udemy, which has videos of how to learn, projects, tests, quizzes, anything that you need in order to be more accustomed to it. But that's it for now. I think I've just summarized everything. We talked about HTML, we talked about CSS, JavaScript, some frameworks, and some good resources that you can note. Please just take the time, if you have some time, maybe even pause this podcast to take some notes, maybe create a table of how you'd like to proceed. If you're even starting with your coding journey, or are you in the middle of it, or just like you're even advanced, I think you can pretty much learn something from this one, because everyone has something more to learn from time to time. Even if we are masters of one thing and we're working daily with something, we still have something to learn. So just take a moment, take a step back, and don't confuse yourself, because this is a pretty important and exciting decision, as I'd like to say, because I was pretty happy when I was doing the same thing, actually. I just took out my agenda and started writing tables of how I'd like to proceed with my web development journey. So if you have that time, you can take a step back, even as I said, pause this podcast right now and start by saying, let's say, I can learn this, I can learn that, but where will this one lead me? What will I achieve personally and career-wise? So if you have that time, you should take it. Early in the morning or before going to sleep, you can take it, or even now that you hear this podcast. But in any case, and anything that we'd like to say was that how important it is to continue learning day by day. That's it for now. I hope this first part was exciting. I really did make a huge research on that one, just like more of a psychological structured way and not so much on the coding part, which I'd like to be making in the future. So if you guys have any suggestions, you can write anything in the comments or anywhere you'd like, or even just send me a personal message on Instagram. I'd be happy to answer that when I have time. In any case, I'd like your feedback of how you're proceeding, how do you start, how are you going right now, and what you'd like to learn in the future, or just like, would you like to change paths from front end to back end, or anything like a more generic way of full stack programming or anything like that. I'll be very happy to answer when I have the time. So stay tuned to the next episode, which is actually going to be something like part two of front end development. And I have some pretty interesting and important parts in this one. Something like React basics, Vue.js basics, and so many more that I can talk to you about. Also from my working environment. So yeah, stay tuned. Thank you very much for this podcast, and I'll see you in the next one.